Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More help against the coronavirus pandemic could soon be on the way in the United States, the world's hardest hit country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel has endorsed a second COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health.
The evidence that has been studied in great detail on this vaccine is highly outweighs any of the issues that we've seen.
Stanford's Dr. Haley Gams was among those voting to recommend the vaccine for emergency use approval after a day-long meeting where Moderna said the vaccine is 94% effective. The FDA itself is expected to quickly approve the shot, adding a badly needed second vaccine to the fight as soon as next week, with Moderna ready to ship millions of doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen received the COVID-19 vaccine live on television Friday morning in a public display designed to boost national confidence in the drug. The snail's pace COVID-19 relief talks could lead to a government shutdown, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With no agreement yet on a new COVID-19 relief bill, a partial government shutdown is possible at midnight. That's because Senator John Thune, the Senate's number two Republican, says some Republicans might block a temporary funding bill to keep the pressure on the COVID relief talks. Although there's no final agreement, key elements of the relief package appear settled. The measure will include a second round of paycheck protection payments, $45 billion for airlines and transit systems, one-time direct payments of $600 to most individuals, and a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit. But with the talks dragging, lawmakers have been told to expect to be in session this weekend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization and partners said Friday the COVAX facility created to ensure equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines worldwide, expected to begin delivering jabs early next year, announcing the agency had secured nearly 2 billion doses of vaccine candidates. The WHO said in a statement, this would, quote, enable all participating economies to have access to doses in the first half of 2021, with first deliveries anticipated to begin in the first quarter of 2021. As Balkan governments scramble to secure coronavirus vaccines, another foe lurks, an anti-vaccination movement that has been gaining ground and is now trying to grab the spotlight, with vaccine skeptics ranging from renegade doctors to politicians and Serb tennis champion Novak Djokovic. Misinformation about the pandemic has been spreading across social media as fast as the virus itself. Among Europe's poorest nations, the Balkans will already struggle to purchase enough doses to cover their populations. Burundi's former president, Pierre Buyoya, has died in Paris of COVID-19 relatives said Friday. His death comes just weeks after he resigned as the African Union's special envoy to Mali and Sahel. He was 71 years old. Ethiopia offered a reward Friday in exchange for information that could help locate leaders of the Tigray region's ruling party who have been the target of a major military offensive. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, announced the military campaign against the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, November 4th, saying it came in response to TPLF orchestrated attacks on federal army camps. Abiy declared victory after federal forces took the regional capital, Mekele, in late November. But the UN says clashes persist in the region and TPLF leaders remain on the run. The military will pay roughly $250,000 to, quote, any person who knows the exact location of the TPLF junta leadership, end quote. The Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation quoted the head of the military's community information department Friday. The Kremlin said Friday a Swiss court ruling partially upholding Russia's Olympic ban was regrettable and that Moscow viewed the decision negatively. Russian athletes will be barred from competing at major international events, including the Olympics, under the country's flag until 2022, after a Swiss court Thursday upheld doping sanctions but halved the original four-year ban. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more. Music and more. Music.